The Baker's Broadcast, brought to you by the makers of Fleischmann Jeep in behalf of the 30,000 Bakers of the United States and Canada, presenting Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra with Harriet Hilliard and starring Joe Fetter.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ozzie Nelson speaking. I hope you enjoy our Baker's Broadcast for tonight, and I know Joe does too. Our first number is that Harlem favorite, Reefer Man, and here we go.
That funny reefer man.
Reefer man.
If he says he'll swim the ocean every time he takes an ocean, you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Reefer man.
That funny reefer man.
Reefer man.
If he says he'll walk to China, then you South Carolina. You know you're talking to me, reefer man.
Find Joe Penner anywhere. Here he is helping out his friend Monk in a music store. Well, Joe, I've got to go out. Take care of the store for me, will you?
Yes, indeed. By all means. Indeed, yes. Positive and you said it.
I'll bring you back something for lunch, Joe.
Oh, that's very considerate of you, Monk. Very considerate. What are you going to bring me?
Some nice cut glass.
Oh, boy, that's swell. Try and get the first cut.
Well, I'll be back in about 2 minutes.
In about 2 minutes?
Yes, about 2 minutes.
My goodness, you better hurry and meet yourself coming back.
I say, my dear fellow, can you send a man to tune my piano?
Yes, sir, I'll send you Mr. Tick.
Mr. Tick? Who's Tick?
A tumor.
My word, say, what sort of a piano is that over there? It has very white keys.
Oh, it's got white keys, all right. That's just a little cold dust, son.
Hey, cold dust?
Uh-huh.
You must be using soft shells. You should use anthracite.
Huh?
Anthracite. Anthracite.
Oh, yeah, you should hear it.
I should hear what?
You should hear my anthracite. A brute. A brute. A tramped and overdone to death.
One cigarette, tell him Jones has the pack.
Because we're neighbors.
And the phonograph, please turn it off. Most of the time it sounds just like a fight.
Well, this evening, little maid, pull down your window shade. The two neighbors may be quite all right, but I want some sleep tonight. We're neighbors, but do you know, despite the fact that you and I are neighbors, that you've never once invited me just to step inside your door?
Well, perhaps you feel bored.
You're taking a chance with love and romance.
Oh, I've heard that before.
But not from neighbors.
Well, I'm just a bit afraid because we're neighbors.
Is that why? Well, in that case, I'll say no more. For there's an awful cute blonde next door.
You next neighbor?
Well, he knows him more than neighbors if he tries. He'll be soon on by and by.
Is this truck door?
Oh, yes. What do you want?
Have you got metal spoons in the log pot?
Yes.
And have you got moth balls and ice cream?
Yes, yes.
And have you got a telephone?
Yes.
Thank you. That's just what I want.
Oh, you want a telephone?
Yes.
Any particular kind or color? And if you like it in a bottle or in a box?
Yeah, I like the man.
Hooray! Shall I send it or will you take it with you?
Oh, for goodness sake. I want to use it here. I want to start my mama on the town today's Mother's Day.
Go right ahead, son. Where's the phone over there?
Thank you, sir. Greens, operator. Give me some planner. Tick, tick, tick. Yeah. Tick. Hello. This is your mama? This is Lou. Lou? J-O-E, Lou. Yes. Joe, yes. Hiya, Mama. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. I'm pretty fine myself. Yeah, I called you up the telephone and wish you a happy Mother's birthday. Yeah. Did you get my condolation? Condolation, you know. C-R-L-N. No, that's wrong. I mean, C-A-R-S. That's worse. C-L-N. Did you get the flowers, I think? Oh, you did? Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like them. Huh? Oh, don't say that. Oh, nothing too good. They're expensive for a fellow's mama. What? No, I ain't got a cold. No, I just talked to Ellen and I talked to you because, you know, I kind of get homesick and, you know, kind of lonesome. Like, yeah. Well, I guess I'll say goodbye, Mama. Yeah, I gotta go now. Bye, Ma.
May never come again. Love locked out and weeping bitter tears. No one ever hears love calling. Though we need the precious discipline, we don't need the song of love it sings. On the door, love beats its tiny wings. Just love, locked out. A world without love is a world without life. Oh, full of pain. Please make a place there for love in your heart. It doesn't need much room. Love is well worth the waiting for. When it comes knocking at your door, fling it wide, for love lockout will come no more, no more.
Well, Joe Penner is still assisting in the music store. Let's go over and see how he's doing.
Hey, Joe, this music is all mixed up. Where's my old Kentucky home?
Huh?
I said, where's my old Kentucky home?
In Kentucky, though.
I know, I mean the song.
Oh, here it is, my old Kentucky home.
Now, that's it. Well, what's that piece of paper attached to it?
I don't know, maybe it's the second mortgage.
Hello, Joe. Hello, Mom.
Hello, Harriet.
Greetings, Harriet. What can I do for you?
I'd like a kiss in the dark.
Oh, boy, that's swell. Wait till I put out the light.
Oh, no. That's the title of a song, you bonehead. Don't you know the song, A Kiss in the Dark?
Oh, that? Yeah, I know it.
Well, do you know old Black Joe?
Sure. What's he doing now?
Never mind, Joe. What I really want is a love song. A beautiful love song.
Uh-huh.
Because after all, Joe, what really makes life worth living?
I don't know.
Love. What makes you feel as though you want to sing and dance?
I don't know.
Love. What makes you whirl around? What makes you head spin? What makes you dizzy?
You two glasses of beer.
Oh, you're impossible. Such stupidity. You
haven't done. Well, there you are. You see, she walked out on you. What's the matter with you, Joe? Haven't you any romance in your soul?
Believe me, I'll say my brother-in-law, Louis, said.
Your brother-in-law, Louis?
Yeah.
I thought he was your brother.
He was, but he got married. My brother-in-law, Louis, said.
Now, wait a minute, Joe. If Louis was your brother before he got married, he's still your brother.
All right, have it my way. My brother-in-law, Louis, said.
Now, look here, Joe,
Listen, please, Monk, I gotta tell you, this is very important. My brother-in-law, Louis, said, this is a fact, because I was paying strict attention to what he said.
Now, so what did he say?
I forgot what he said.
Letter for
Joseph Peter Patrick Kenner. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, my. It's a nice sweet Susabella. The apple sauce in my eye. You
want to
hear the letter, Monk?
Oh, I'd love to hear it, Joe.
All right. It begins like this. My dear Ickle Mickle Pickle. That's me. Listen. My Uckle Muckle Puckle. That's me also. I think you are a flat-footed chimpanzee.
That's you again.
Yeah, well.
Go on with the letter.
He says, you are supposed to call me up Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, but you didn't. I wanted to call you up to call you down for not calling me up. But I couldn't do it because the phone company just installed a French telephone and I don't know how to speak French. What do you know about that?
I'd hate to tell you.
Yeah. He says, my dear Papa is studying languages, but yesterday he fell down the stairs and fractured his jaw. And now the only language he can speak is broken English. You still awake, Monk?
Yeah, oh, yes, I'm afraid so.
He further stipulates...
Well, is he what?
I can't say it twice. He says, like the man said when he sat down and missed the bat by half an inch, this is beside the point. What I really want to tell you is that I think you are grand. He says, you are the man of my dreams. But I have some terrible nightmares.
Two minds without a single thought.
Goodbye, my flame. Love and say, what is that, Mr. Monk? Is that an I or a U?
I know. It looks like a U, Joe.
Oh, dear. Love and cusses your sweet Susabella.
Well, tell me, Joe. Is that all?
No, there's more. I have changed my mind. I think you are a weasel. You treat me something fierce. I never want to see you again. I am in the depths of despair. And I have gone on a hunger strike for the rest of my life. P.S. Please excuse the smudges on the paper as I am eating raisin buns.
Well, Joe, I tell you, it looks like you're joking.
Woe is me. Woe is me.
Well, what do you intend doing about it, eh?
I'm going to jump off a big high bridge, that's what.
A viaduct?
Huh?
Viaduct?
Say, that reminds me.
What?
You want to buy a duck? I found my duck just sitting all alone, far away from home and friendless. Nasty boys just pulled the feathers from her tail, so her troubles now were ending. I said, little duck, how do you do? Let me be a mother to you. They may switch to see your brother or make me part of your mother, but I'll always keep an eye on you. Don't you worry, don't you fret. You will not be a coquette, cause I'll always keep an eye on you. I've never had a wife to brighten up my life. I've never had a chance to villain you. And if Lowly says you care, I'll keep you off the bill of fare, and I'll always keep an eye on you.
Now,
the person's out the fence, and we ought to stick together, so I'll always keep an eye on you. Now, it would be distressing to see you self-addressing or floating in a bowl of soup. I always hoped some ducks would come to share my luck or cheer me up when I am feeling blue. Now, if you're sweet and loving, I will keep you from the oven, and I'll always keep an eye on you, my little juju. I'll always keep an eye on you.
Deep bones. Deep bones.
I'll always keep an eye on you.
They are, for it's one of their most important foods, so rich in necessary proteins and carbohydrates, and so reasonably priced. Bakers make it possible for you to make bread even more attractive, to give your children a variety of different kinds of bread, white, rye, whole wheat, or raisin bread, nutritious rolls, buns, and coffee cakes, and the new cracked wheat bread, which is becoming so popular. This week, bakers are making a special of their delicious raisin buns. These tender, sweet buns are chock full of big, juicy raisins, and ice on top, just enough. Children love them, so do grown-ups, and raisin buns are good for the whole family. Raisin buns are delicious with any meal. Serve plenty of them this week while they are the baker's special. The National Recovery Administration has requested the makers of Fleischmann's Yeast to make the following statement. General Hugh S. Johnson announces to those who do not understand just how to secure a new code Blue Eagle. Fill out the postal card you received from him. If you've lost your card, ask your mail carrier for another. Name the code that applies to your principal line of business. Mail the postal card promptly, and if you're complying with the provisions of your code, the Blue Eagle will be sent to you.
Starting next Friday, Joe Tenner may be seen in person on the stage of the Lowe's Theater in Syracuse, while Harriet, the boys, and I continue our New England tour by appearing at Nutting-on-the-Charles in Waltham, Massachusetts, Monday evening. But next Sunday, we'll all be back again with Joe Panna for another Baker's Broadcast, and we'd like to have you join us. This is Ozzie Nelson bidding you all good night.
Good night.
This program is brought to you by the makers of Fleischmann's Yeast, who were, of course, among the first to sign the President's Reemployment Agreement. This is Ben Grauer announcing and saying good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. Thank you.